flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we head down to Shell Beach, Campos Marina, bring in Robbie Campo. Robbie, how's the fog situation down there this morning?
Well, actually, Don, I'm in Ocala, Florida, Turkey.
I know what you're doing.
Heck yeah. So, but anyway, I talked to my sister over there. She said that it rained this morning, and but she said it's blowing pretty good out the northwest this morning. So, pretty good. It's got a 10 mph northwest wind down there for the most part. So, he was asking about the cleanup, Don. I heard that this is what I'm told now, because I've been gone since Thursday. So they had moved that to March the 30th now because of the weather being bad tomorrow. So that cleanup, bayou cleanup, is now moved to March 30th.
All right, want everybody to make a note of those volunteers that plan to go out there tomorrow.
Right.
I think that's a good move because the forecast is looking like nothing but bad tomorrow. Tomorrow is not your day to be out on the water for sure. Well, tell me, have you had a chance to get in the woods yet, or is this going to be your first morning?
Actually, this is opening morning. This is opening morning here. I got here yesterday, Thursday night, and hung out with the guys there yesterday. We're going out this morning and go see if we could put one on the ground here in Ocala, Florida this morning.
Robbie, for people that are not familiar with the Osceola versus the Eastern, what are the differences in the turkey, size-wise and maybe behavior-wise? Is there much difference?
Not really, Don. I could tell you I've been hunting these Osceolas for, probably 4 years now. And I've been hunting turkeys for 20 years, but Osceolas for the last 4 years. They're a little bit smaller bird, generally. They're not that, that 25-pound turkey. They're real, generally a smaller bird. But they pretty much act the same way as an Eastern does. I was speaking with a biologist one day that lives down here, and I said, well, what's the difference between an Osceola and an Eastern? And he told me the Kissimmee River. So I don't really know what that means, but they really are. They're smaller. They're fun to hunt. It's just, I think the Eastern is probably one of the smallest species out of all of the four. Don, have I hunted them all? Yes, I have. I've killed them all. But I tell you, this Osceola thing is just, it draws you back to it every year.
Yeah, I agree with you. Those Rios are probably the dumbest, if you can call them dumb. And then the Miriams, and then the Osceola, and probably the Eastern. Osceola probably pretty close to it. Any difference in the markings or the coloration? Or are they pretty much a smaller Eastern?
It's pretty much the same as an Eastern, but it's but they got different bands on the wings a little bit. But there's a little bit difference. They're a little bit darker bird generally, but I'm just here to kill a turkey, so I'm trying to put a grand slam on the ground this year, so trying to do my second one, so it'll be fun to do.
Yep, good luck. The grand slam consisting.
I tell you now, Don.
Yeah.
But as far as the fishing goes, if you're going fishing down there, it's been an exciting week. They've caught a lot of fish right in the midst of go, right up near near Shell Beach, going towards Barrett. Them trout are starting to get in that channel, and they're starting to turn on pretty good now that Now water's warm back up, but I know we got another pool front coming, so that's probably going to slow things down a little bit. But if you can get out today, today I think is probably going to be a better day than tomorrow. But this past week the fishing was still pretty exciting, man. It put a lot of fish on the table this week. Biloxi Marsh was real good, and we got a lot of shrimp on hand. So hook the left at the bridge and go down there and see them.
All right, send us some pictures, Robbie. It must be getting close to daylight over there because y'all a little earlier from being further east over there.
Actually, Don, it's pitch dark right now. It don't get daylight here until about 7:15. So we got a little bit of time left.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Robbie. Thanks for the report. And want to remind everybody the cleanup that was scheduled for tomorrow, cleanup the Bayou Day, has been rescheduled to Sunday, March 30th due to the inclement weather. Good luck, Robbie. Send us some pictures.
All right,
and we'll catch up with you next week when you get back in town.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo got the shotgun instead of the fishing pole this morning.